Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Do sing a little more. Go ahead. It's Friday. Get it out.
I don't know the words to the song, but you are right. It's time for the
Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Odyssey.
Odyssey.
That's right. Entercom is now Odyssey. That's our parent company. Also, radio.com app. Now,
yep.
Odyssey app.
Yep. And it even changed on your phone. If you check and you look for the radio.com app, you'll be like, what's this A doing here? That's for Odyssey. A is for A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.
Right. Get the Odyssey app and listen to this fine show and much more through the Odyssey app. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with, first of all, since I last looked out my window, an hour ago when I looked out my window, it was blue and looked great, and now I am completely overcast at the beach.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, God. It's heading my way, I'm sure. It's beautiful out right now. Like, smashing day.
Again, not going to be like yesterday or the day before. We look to have a mix of clouds and sun from today through the weekend. Cooler, for sure, in the 60s and low 70s compared to many places getting up into the 80s over the last couple days. So weather's going to change sort of more back to a spring-like condition from what felt like.
That's good.
Holy crap, summer's here.
Yeah, I know. It was just like frightening almost. Like, oh boy, already here, huh?
Well, I don't know. Depending on where you live, I'm not sure how things are for you. But it got warm enough at my house that I was in shorts all the way up till bedtime, and then got up and put my shorts back on and went to go, whiz the dog, and went, oh my God, it's freezing out. And so there was a considerable change overnight from the 80s to 40s.
Right.
Yikes.
It does get cold at night.
The A's and the Giants both lost their opening day game yesterday. That's baseball. And it's back. And they had snow. And they had COVID cancellations. And both our teams lost. Also, Stanford basketball, women's basketball, today at 3 o'clock. Go, Stanford!
Kill the Gamecocks.
And in the Final Four for men, it starts tomorrow at 2:15. How about some science news,
everybody?
Oh my
God, I love science. Tell me everything. Tell me all about it.
A study at UCLA found babies love it when we use baby talk, especially in English, because most English speakers tend to exaggerate their baby talk the most.
Who's a good baby?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're so smart. Oh, look at how you grab my finger. You're so strong.
Meanwhile, a study in Scotland found babies can understand real words earlier than we thought. And well before they can talk, they can already grasp simple phrases like clap your hands or, whatever.
They're not just watching us clap our hands?
There's definitely, for my kid, it's interesting to watch how she could understand a lot of things but wasn't really talking yet.
Wasn't able to verbalize them.
Even as she's gotten to talking, you realize, she knows a lot of stuff but just wasn't saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Trip out. Anyway.
The fun part about kids, too, is like listen to as their vocabulary grows and they start to speak more descriptively and pull some word out there. You're like, oh, nice use of conjuring or, whatever.
Well, they, and you get their personality in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
My youngest, if you sneeze, she'll go, "Are you okay?"
Oh.
Yeah. What? Are you?
She's
yeah,
so
I'm
caring.
Okay. She's so concerned.
She's an empath. That's nice.
It is really neat to see, and you know, you have to wait till they say stuff to know that's what they're thinking. Scientists in Japan figured out how to hack the human body and regrow teeth.
What?
It's too soon to stop brushing, you know, because you know you're going to get to regrow new ones. So keep brushing. But apparently that's something that they've figured out how to do.
Wow.
That's great, right?
That'll be super great for old people with their dentures.
Elon Musk.
Okay, tell me everything.
Tweeted that SpaceX is going to put Dogecoin on the moon.
What does that mean?
Apparently, it's a meme currency called Dogecoin. It's a little dog that's been going around as a meme, and some guys decided they'd turn it into a cryptocurrency. It seems to be more of a joke than anything else, and they don't expect it to be worth anything. But now that Elon Musk is getting involved with it, who knows where that's headed? There you go. There's the Dogecoin.
I don't understand
Dogecoin.
This crap.
Anyway.
Oh, those look like actual coins.
Fans of the meme currency love to say they're sending its price to the moon. Some people think this was an April Fool's joke.
Oh.
Others expect it to be another one of Elon Musk's things that he says, and then he does it, like flamethrowers. Who would have believed that was going to go on sale from the Tesla website? Right. And yet,
sold out in minutes.
Yep.
I would love a Tesla flamethrower. Yes, please. What?
I want to give one to my kid for Christmas.
Oh my God, he loves flames.
The Mars rover deployed its helicopter, which could make its first flight next week. Experts say stronger tides from this week's supermoon helped free that ship that was stuck.
Oh, is that so?
They say that was it. The supermoon and the tides helped move that thing from being wedged to just enough to get it pushed out of the way. They're talking about billion-dollar lawsuits there. Oh, I sure would not want to be the guy that was texting my girlfriend when that thing ran dry.
Yikes. I would huck that phone right out the window. I don't know what happened to my phone.
Well, yeah, and then you dive in after it when you realize we're going to be here for a week. I better go find that thing. Destroy it more thoroughly.
More completely, right.
Yikes.
Did you see that one shot, like the first or second day that the thing was wedged in there? And it's just this giant hulking thing. And then on the shore, there's a bulldozer. Like kind of near it. Like,
oh,
maybe
digging.
We can dig it out. Like it's tiny. It's this tiny little bulldozer.
Lastly, for the first time, astronomers have detected X-rays coming from Uranus.
Oh. Well, I knew it was good for something.
Mm-hmm.
Uranus.
Okay, I'll move on. I didn't know if you had any Uranus tidbits.
I don't want to. It's Friday, Vin, and I don't want no trouble. Oh, let's see what Siri has to say about Uranus.
That is my Google Home Hub. Let me see if she's looking up my anus. Wait, what?
Your anus. Not mine, yours. Let's find out what's... I'm not sure what's going on, but she did wake up. Did he say okay, Google?
There is nothing about my anus or your anus anywhere near there.
Well, that is good news. Keep the anus away from the Home Hub.
I don't know what just
happened.
Next
thing you know, we're wallpapering the internet with pictures of Uranus.
On top of drinking more alcohol in the last year, apparently we've been drinking record amounts of coffee as well. 85% of coffee drinkers have at least one cup at home every day, which is up from 77% in January 2020. We're drinking a lot of coffee, and I am
Right, I'm drinking way more. I got a whole pot. Why wouldn't I keep going back in for more? This one's cold. I'll dump this out and get a hot cup.
one of the reasons is, don't you usually like to take a nap after a Friday show so you can stay
up
late?
I stopped. I have my coffee. I do have some cold dregs in here, but I only drank 3 cups today as opposed to my normal 5 by this time.
Oh, and you'll be able to nap.
Probably.
All right.
Sometimes I can't.
Here's a Mission Impossible story for you.
Dun,
There's dun, a 28-year-old dun, guy named dun, Kensuke Nakanishi in Tokyo. And last week, he broke into a trading card store from the top floor of a six-story building. He climbed on the roof, tied a piece of rope to a railing, and dropped it over the side. Then he used the rope to rappel down the side of the building about 16 feet with no safety harnesses. Broke the window of the store and went inside.
And then he dodged through all the laser lights that were high and low and slide along the floor.
Quite that good of a security system, but nonetheless, he did get in. He did steal Pokemon cards.
Oh!
That's right.
They're amazing.
They say that he got away with about $9,100 worth of cards, plus another $2,400 in cash.
Oh.
The cops caught him after they looked through some home security camera footage and identified him.
They pretty good job on the entry and exit, though, buddy.
I guess so. He says, I was in my high school's rock climbing club. I'm not afraid of heights.
Mm.
Oh, I can't imagine how freeing that would be to be that guy that could eat my lunch on, the 100th story I-beam.
I know. I always think about that picture and just like one gust of wind or one guy slips and pulls you off.
Right. You pass me the salt. Whoa.
Oh, this is heavy. Whoa. Or the thing gets to swinging or something. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not for me.
Oh, that's not for me either.
In fact, really, just putting up Christmas lights isn't for me. So
scary. It's a scary time, Christmas.
I'm going to lay down and... Yeah, there
that's
you
go. The one.
Bryn finds
the photo. I don't know what it is. 1920s, 1930s. They're all up there on this beam eating their lunch. They get
way up in the sky, sitting on an I-beam.
Even if just like you don't want to drop an apple. If you drop an apple, someone on the street's going to die.
Dude, I wouldn't want to be that close to anybody at that height.
Yeah.
Like I would, if like Sam's getting up next to me, I'd be like, oh, God, man, don't.
Yeah, imagine you're fourth in there and you're like, hey, guys, I got to pee.
Disneyland
just pee right off of here.
Is getting back to business. And they just started selling a fried pickle corn dog, everybody. That's a hot dog inside a pickle inside of a fried corn dog batter. You like that?
It actually does sound good. I love pickles and hot dogs.
It comes with a side of peanut butter.
I don't need that. You can keep your side
of
peanut
butter. You can buy just a single pickle in Disneyland. My sister and my best friend do it all the time, and they just walk around eating pickles. I think it's the weirdest thing.
Some people really do love a pickle. I won't eat a pickle by itself.
I do.
And they're like,
go and buy a pickle.
They're like, there's something about the Disneyland pickles. I'm like, what? I don't
well,
get it.
Magic, obviously. They're at
and the smell, Disneyland. Like, honestly, eating with your hand like that.
Like, they just hold it and walk, like a turkey leg. You see people walking around with a turkey leg.
Like, yeah, at the Renaissance Fair. That's
no, I just, you know
what?
Oh,
wait, what?
They have huge turkey legs. Like, yeah. Giant.
So do they give you like a glove and some bunch of napkins? Because
no,
those
like
are greasy things.
Like the wax paper or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, so it's just sitting in a...
That looks like
your hands don't really get dirty.
I don't like any kind of food that... I like to sit down and eat. I don't want to carry stuff around and be like munching a pickle. Like gets me in a freeze frame like this.
That
is not the clip of the day.
Thank you, Sarah.
That's not the clip of the day. If this is the clip of the day, it's under duress. I am anti this being the clip of the day.
Even more reason.
I don't like the way you get all anti about clips of the day. You're happy to let everybody else get abused and destroyed, but then when it's your turn, you're like, I'm going to have a cow over this.
I'm uncomfortable with the imagery that's being
prevented. When you play that soundbite about raging at all. I don't like that, Sarah.
Well, that's why we don't make it the clip of the day, Brent.
Well, you constantly
hit
that button all the time.
I don't have that button.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Well, we don't play it. We don't play it as clip of the day. And we don't play any video that I say no.
We'll see about that.
I guess we will.
I'll be in Tahoe.
Don't do it, Nikki. I'll be mad.
Around 1 in the morning, yesterday morning, the cops in Spartanburg, South Carolina, spotted a 41-year-old guy named Michael Boatman walking down the street totally naked. The police report said he had, quote, just a clear bag over his man zone and a blunt in his hand.
Mm. Oh, wow.
When they stopped to ask him, what are you doing? He said, quote, I'm doing the walk of shame.
Was it like a bet payoff or something?
Why are you doing the walk of shame? And he said, Because I cheated on my wife, and this is the way I am making things right with her. I'm embarrassing myself to somehow make her less mad at me for what I did. He also admitted he had a little meth before the walk of shame.
Oh.
Plus the blunt in his hand.
Yeah.
As the cops were talking to him, right there, mid-conversation, our man decides to run for it.
This guy.
So, unfortunately, these police had to run him down, tackle the naked meth head there in the street. He was arrested for indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, marijuana possession, and resisting police. Of course,
he's a white
those police...
guy, real tight haircut. How old did you say? He looks around 45.
Let me see here.
But I'm still coming back.
41.
So he's got a baggie. Well, meth ages you. He's got a baggie around his junk. I just feel like if you ran and someone knocked you down and you were naked and you had a penis, that it would scrape along the ground.
Yeah. That's unfortunately for the police. That's what I think of in those moments is, look, I know they took the job as police and they're paid to police. And yet here they are in the middle of the night and they got to deal with this guy and his wiener. Great.
Drop kick him. Don't grab him.
Wouldn't it be great to just have another night and not have to run down a naked meth head?
It would be.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. The pickles at Disneyland are the best, says 925. They have some that are spicy and then regular dill. Yummy.
Yeah. Yum. It's weird.
Does your sister go spicy or regular?
She can go either way. So. Yeah.
Wow.
It's weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, can I give a quick shout out to my niece? She's listening right now. She's 7, and she freaked out when she heard me this morning because she's moving into a new house, and my mom put us on. So, hi, Carly.
What's your niece's name? Carly.
Carly. Yeah,
Carly.
Carly, you're famous now. That's it. Your aunt's on the radio.
Coco, we'll see you soon. That's right.
Wait,
that's
Auntie Coco?
Just Coco.
She's Coco.
Yeah.
She's
Coco.
That's what my entire family calls me.
So.
Nicoco. It's like a peepo. It's a Coco. Yeah.
Coco as in C-O-C-O. Part of Nicole. Coco.
Yeah.
Coco.
Coco. Yeah. Like the movie Coco.
Coco to Jesus.
The movie Coco is one of my favorite movies. So I'm trying to figure out why you get to call yourself.
I've had that nickname since I was a baby. Like my daycare provider from when I was a kid gave that to me.
Coco.
Yeah. And I just would always respond to it. So it just stuck.
So should we call you that?
You can.
I call her that all the time.
Yeah. I call her Nikki.
Brynn calls me that all the time.
I'm going to try and switch it to Coco.
Coco.
Coco to Jesus.
My niece gets really mad when my sister calls me Nicole. She goes, that is not her name. okay.
Carly. Yeah. Lighten up.
That's funny.
All right. I will read the rest of the text on the other side of these messages. It's Alice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.